So this is the second time we've recorded an episode this week. Because the first time we got way too drunk. And literally it is just 35 minutes of us slurring.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Just 35 minutes of us slurring and rambling.
Well, the about problem nothing. We talked for a long time and drank before we started.
Yeah, which was our downfall, I think.
Yeah, there was a lot of emotional conversation.
Yeah.
Total mess.
Oh, yeah, we were a hot mess the other day.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still a mess.
You are still a mess. I'm not as messy, I will say, but...
No, but I've been a mess for days.
She has, guys. Days upon days.
Sad.
And I'm just sitting here going, so, what are we doing? What's going on?
I'm crying. That's what's going on.
Yeah, she's over there sobbing, and I'm like, so, I don't know if this is a good time, but, yeah. That's kind of just been the week so far.
Yeah, I've been a mess.
She has. But we learned a valuable lesson. Don't get plastered before we record.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not doing that again.
Mm-mm.
Literally.
Yeah, girl talk another day, not the same day.
Girl talk after. Record, yeah. Then we'll get drunk and girl talk.
Gosh.
That was, let me tell you, I was listening to it and I'm like, I can't salvage any of this. Like, literally at one point, I'm just slurring talking about Bray. Just slurring.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was that the podcast where we talked about Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
And we were talking about, I can't remember, everything runs together, where we were talking about how Shane would have his own meetings and we
always
had.
Yeah. There, you were slurring at one point going, daddy meeting. It's daddy meeting. And I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
But like when we recorded it, I think in our minds, we were like, this sounds great. This is gold. And then when it comes back, we're like, daddy meeting.
I mean, it would be.
It would be. But I think in our minds, we're like, this is gold. We came up. People are going to love this. And then, like, listening to it back, I'm like, what are we even saying? Like,
oh, gosh.
Did we think this sounded good?
Probably not, to be honest. I was so emotional by the time we started doing that. I probably didn't think or care if it sounded good.
No. And then, like, listening to it back, I'm like, this is not, this is not possible. Anyway. In the same lines of a slurring, rambling conversation, Vince McMahon was on SmackDown.
Was it SmackDown?
Yeah, it was SmackDown.
Yeah, I watched it since we talked about it. I watched it. He looks kind of sad.
He looks sad and old and old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks like he's the Crypt Keeper. But, like, I like the Crypt Keeper, so that's a compliment.
He didn't look like the Crypt Keeper. He just looked defeated, but maybe he is. I mean, the man's had a lot going on.
That's like, what people are saying.
He lost the XFL. He's losing money left and right.
He's been sued twice.
Yeah, I mean.
He had to fire a bunch of people. Furloughed Gerald Briscoe. The guy's been there for, like, 87 years. Yeah.
I don't know. And, like, did you read that thing that said that they're kind of thinking that they're going to let anybody that pretty much asked to go to leave?
It's like, okay. Should we be worried? But like, I mean, when I read that, that's my first thought was like, should we be worried?
I don't know.
Like, that's
maybe.
Excuse me, sir. And then you have the rumors that came out early this morning that WWE is trying to have somebody else buy it.
Interesting.
And guess who one of the takers is?
Who?
Disney.
Oh, that was our dream.
That was our dream. We talked about that like a year, almost 2 years ago.
Did.
We did. Please. If it's going to happen, sell it to Disney.
Please. No, I'll be Disney princesses.
I know. You know who would be the best Disney princess?
Who?
Like, better than Mulan?
Who?
Asuka. Best Disney princess ever. And Kyrie? Kyrie's the pirate princess.
It's true.
And Alexa, she could just imagine all the opportunities Alexa would have. So many opportunities.
And Johnny and Candace would love it.
They would love it. You know, it's a great time.
I mean,
guys.
We can have WWE on ice.
And like they could do the Macho Man and Elizabeth thing. I know.
What Disney song would you use for that?
For Macho Man and Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Hmm. That's a thought. I know Candace and Johnny, I would do Love is an Open Door from Frozen.
That'd be cute.
That would be adorable.
What would be theirs, though? Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. That's like right where I was going with that. Definitely Beauty and the Beast.
That would be cute.
Definitely. Just like, ugh. Ugh, it'd be beautiful. Otis and Mandy would be something there from Beauty and the Beast. It'd be cute. It'd be adorable, guys. Let's just talk about the ears. I mean, the ears are what we're here for.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ears would just make the thing. That would be the whole reason to do it.
All right. Well, name another song while I go grab this toy for this dog so he shuts up. Who else? It's another couple. Shane and not Shane. Triple H and Stephanie.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know, guys. What do you think for that one? Part of me is kind of leaning towards A Whole New World, but I don't know. Or can you? Oh, that would be a good one.
What?
Okay, so I was either thinking A Whole New World or Can You Feel the Love Tonight? That's what I was thinking.
Whole New World might be good.
It would be beautiful.
Who else? See, we're planning this great show. It's going to be great.
We are. We're planning WWE on ice. You got to do like...
Drew could do... could be Gaston.
But he's not a heel.
I know, but he could like turn heel just for that. Because I think he's a perfect Gaston.
See it.
Either
that or John Morrison as Gaston would be.
That would be a good Gaston.
Yeah. And he's a heel. Or The Miz. Because The Miz is full of himself.
Kofi and Big E could do Hakuna Matata.
Oh my god, yes! Hakuna Matata. Yes.
That would be great.
Oh, I would live for that.
What else?
That would be so cute. Oh my god, that's like the cutest thing out of all of it.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss can do I've Got a Dream from Tangled.
That'd be cute.
Yes. I love that song. Let me tell you, Tangled, definitely quarantine soundtrack.
I'm trying to think. Finn could do some villain music.
Let me see. But it'd have to be somewhat sexy. Somewhat. Charlotte has to do Let It Go. I mean, come on. Come on.
Becky could be, what's her name? Marita.
Mirda?
Yeah, Mirda, yeah.
She totally is Mirda. Her brothers, if she had them, would turn into bears. She's out there with her bow and arrow.
Can see it.
She could do it. Or her and Charlotte could do First Time in Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they could do, Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman? No.
That would be cute.
You know who should do that? Alexa and Nikki.
No, but Charlotte and Becky have the hair.
That's true. Yes, I'm singing Disney now. Oh, God, Disney, you're killing me. I hope they buy it. As sad as that sounds.
That'd be very, very interesting.
It would. Like, what would they do to... I don't know what they would do. Braun Strowman can do You're Welcome from Moana. Because he's full of himself, too. Right? Totally full of himself.
I'm looking through Disney songs.
So am I. Finn can do What's This from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That'd be cute.
What's this? That'd be cute. I'd love it. You know what? Looking at this list, though, it makes me sad because I want to go to Disney.
I know, right?
I mean, if we're going to have Big E do a second song, A Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
That would be cute.
Him and Kofi could be Genie and Aladdin.
Yeah. That would be cute.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Sonya Deville could do He's a Tramp from Lady and the Tramp. But Otis isn't a tramp. He's a good boy. I mean, come on. It's Otis and Mandy.
No, they're adorable.
They are adorable. Did you see their ride along?
No, but I saw where he took her on a carriage ride.
Oh my God. It is the cutest fucking thing in the world. Like, I watched it and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my life? Like, he got her flowers.
He got flowers,
guys. And he only ran two red lights while he was driving. Apparently, Otis is not a good driver.
Did she care?
I don't think so. And the whole time, she's like, he's like, they're in the carriage ride and they're being all cute. And he's got his little blazer on with no shirt underneath it. And they're sitting there and then she's just like, this is so romantic. I'm like, oh, how cute. Guys,
they end up together. People will be shocked.
Apparently, she's got a boyfriend.
Oh.
Who's not named Otis. I know. I'm a little disappointed.
Well.
I mean, you do you, boo-boo, but.
Just a boyfriend. Things can change.
They could. She could fall in love with Otis. She could.
I'd be so happy.
I know. It would be so cute. Be precious.
I'm telling you, he'd be the hero of everybody, every guy.
He already is.
Yeah, but he really would be.
Come on. How can you not like Otis?
I don't think there's many people that don't.
He's a sweet little cinnamon roll.
Oh, apparently Candace has a new entrance.
I like her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair looks good.
As we're recording this, NXT is on, so.
Yeah. And I like how Johnny gets to be the bitch at ringside now.
Yeah.
She had to do it so many times. I'm glad it's Johnny's turn now. Haha, Johnny. But yeah. So guys, Money in the Bank is a week from Sunday. AKA Mother's Day.
And how is it gonna happen? Like, we discussed this, I can't remember at what point. Like, how are they going to, are all the matches gonna be in the building?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, this is where we got into the Shane and his boardroom.
Yeah, this is where that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't quite know. Like, I would like to think that all of them are going to be from there. But then part of me thinks, well, why would they just have the Fiend and Braun on top of the roof? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Not really.
Not really. Unless they went cinematic with Fiend and Braun. Which they could.
They could.
They could. But I don't see Drew and Seth being on the roof either.
People are already saying they're bored with Drew. I'm like,
God,
seriously?
No. Have they looked at him? Do you not have eyes?
Like, he looks so good, and on Monday night, he even said shit on TV.
He said shit on the television.
And let me tell you, it sounds good. Anything sounds good coming out of his mouth. But.
Oh, yeah, he could read the phone book, and I'd be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not entertained, people? I'm very entertained.
Ugh.
Like, come on.
Yeah, people are raving about Candace's gear and entrance.
But this is what I'm, like, really, I don't want to say concerned, but, like, really confused about is, like, people are shitting on Drew, but, like, you want Seth back?
That's what they're saying! I don't understand.
But why?
Like, Drew looks so much better.
But why? I'm confused.
Looks alone. Charisma alone.
Why do we want Seth back? For him to be, like, a shithead again?
He's already a shithead. Let him be a shithead without a title.
Yeah, let him just, I don't know. Let him go be Jesus somewhere else.
It's too much.
It's too much. And that's why, like, part of the reason why I stopped watching. Because I'm just like, ugh. It's too much.
Can't.
And it's not Drew. Like, I want to watch for Drew. But the whole, like, it's like the Becky and Seth show, where all they show is Becky and Seth, and that's all they really care about.
Becky is just so boring to me now.
Like, it, right now it's like a broken record with her. It's like she just spouts the same bullshit all the time. Mm-hmm. No matter who she's against.
It's like, you have to develop. You have to.
Yeah, there's like zero development.
There's no character development in over a year.
And, like, part of me is like, okay, well, maybe it's not entirely her fault, but, ugh.
I mean, I guess it's possible that Vince loves it, and Vince is like, leave it like this. Don't change it. But literally, if you look at her character last year at this time, exactly the same.
Except she was all up Seth's ass.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Sethly, we're going to go against Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. I'm the man. Which, guys, I actually like Becky when she's, like, a formed character. So don't be like, oh, you just hate Becky. I actually like Becky. Just not like this. It's just boring. Like, I think since they fired, like, all their creative team and shit, it's literally they're only going to write the show for, like, 4 people per show.
What a mess.
It's a mess. And like part of me wonders because like Raw is such a chore to watch. Like it just literally feels like it just drags and drags and drags and drags. And there's no like, there's nothing there. But there's like no SmackDown. High points. Yeah. There's like maybe
Drew
one.
Drew is the high point.
Yeah. Drew's literally it. And then on SmackDown, it just seems like there's, I don't know if it's the roster, just seems more like,
It's better constructed. Like there's highs and lows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm not expecting the show to be a high like the whole time, but like at least give me something here. Like really. I'm not seeing anything substantial. Like and plus the hacker thing's interesting.
Yeah, but we know what that is.
Do we though?
I hope we don't, but I think we do.
You know what? I think we might not.
That'd be nice.
Because I've seen some, like, other clues. And it's not Ollie's voice the whole time in those videos. If you slow it down, like, somebody slowed it down and did the pitch on each video, and once it was Ollie, and then the next time it was Chad Gable, and then the next time it sounded like Xavier Woods. So, like, do we know? And then somebody said, what if it's a faction?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. And they're like, what if there's more secrets to be told, though?
They could carry this on for months.
It could go on forever. It could be like GTV, but we actually get a payoff. You know? Fascinating, right? Like, I wasn't about it until I, like, saw this other, like, the video slow down and everything. And I was like, you're fucking right. Oh, my God. Like, it's not Ollie.
Fascinating.
There's more people. And if that's the case, are the New Day in on it? If Xavier is in one of this hacker group?
Interesting.
Is the New Day in on it? I'm, you know what? Hook, line, and sinker. You got me. Tell me more.
Watch it all be wrong and it just be.
Well, Mark Henry said on Busted Open, he wants it to be CM Punk.
That would be cool.
That would actually be it. I would like that. It's just CM Punk going around telling everybody secrets. But I think, like, the hacker guy needs to ramp it up. Like, he needs to, like, start spilling more secrets.
Well, they don't really have a lot of storylines.
But, like, you could do secrets on anybody. Doesn't have to be necessarily one person. What if you found out that, like, Braun Strowman
was gay?
He would never.
That would be funny, though.
He would never.
That would be funny.
It would be hilarious, but he would never.
Oh, I know.
He'd be like, I can't do that. I'm shooting my guns and my camouflage in my backyard. I can't do that.
I'm sure he'd use some choice words, too.
Yeah. I mean, at least we got to see Bray somewhat in drag. So we know he's open. We know he's somewhat open to this. I didn't want to see it, but we saw it. And then he got the mumps. And then it didn't happen. No. So, and Finn was going to be dressed as a pumpkin. Yes.
Now if you Finn would do it.
Finn would dress in drag. We had this conversation on a last episode, too.
We did. But we can talk about that again, though.
We need to. So, if you guys didn't watch, which you should have watched already, RuPaul's Drag Race Celebrity Edition was on last Friday, and it was really good. Like, I really liked it.
And I've watched about half of it so far.
And isn't Nico hot?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Anyway, so we got a little surprising tidbit after the fact. That Xavier Woods dresses in drag. And Corey Graves would be open to doing it.
And he has a drag mother.
And he's got a drag mother, which now I'm like, okay, tell me more.
He said two, I think.
Okay, tell me more. Mm-hmm. Can we, I need to see this. Like,
they need to have a wrestling edition.
Yes. So we think that there needs to be a WWE edition.
Let's do Corey, Xavier, and Finn.
Yes. I agree.
It would be great.
It would be amazing.
Vince would never allow it.
Vince, oh, he wouldn't, but it'd be great. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. But, like, VH1 and USA Network are, I think, owned. No, they're not. I think VH1 is Viacom. But, I just think we need to see Xavier in drag, though. Like, even if we don't get an episode, can we get a video of Xavier in drag?
Yeah, we need pictures of that.
Yeah, I want pictures. A video. I want to see you lip sync for your life.
That'd be great.
That would be
great.
Who
would they do in Snatch Game? So they had this thing every season on Drag Race where you do, if you watch the Match Game, if you've seen it from like the 60s, 70s, where celebrities would go on and play in this game show. Well, they had the reboot now on ABC. So yeah. Like they, every year on Drag Race, they do an impersonation challenge where they do a simulated game of Match Game. And then everyone of the drag queens impersonates a celebrity to play in the game.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think.
Oh my God. Xavier would have to do one of the Golden Girls.
I think, you know who I think? I think he'd do Sophia. Or Blanche. Blanche or Sophia.
That'd be funny.
He could just be Rue McClanahan.
I would love that.
He'd just be Rue McClanahan. Corey. I don't know why I'm thinking this, and I think it's controversial, but not everybody would. Kat Von D. I can see Kat Von D.
You're having some Jeffree Star lipstick out there.
What if he's Jeffree Star?
Ooh.
Oh my God, him and, you know, and Corey could do Jeffree and freaking Kat Von D.
You know that Carmella knows who Jeffree Star is.
Oh yeah, and Kat Von D. Mm-hmm. Carmella knows. She knows this shit. Or, like, I could see Corey going Luna Vachon or Sensational Sherry.
Oh.
Finn, I could see him doing somebody. I mean, my idea is him as Jeffree Star and then Amy. But that's just me. And then, like, oh my God, and then Xavier could do Nikki Tutorials.
Oh gosh.
That's just my dream right there.
They're all YouTubers.
They're all YouTubers. Or James Charles.
Oh God.
In drag.
I could see Finn as James Charles.
James Churros. Somebody has to be Rich Lux, though.
Oh God.
That can Big Xavier. E be Rich Lux?
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. With the crown. He's got...
Could Otis be Rich Lux?
No, Otis is Shane Dawson. Which I love Shane, so that's why. And Mandy can go in male drag as Ryland.
Oh, God.
And Tucky
Mandy can be Trisha!
Oh, my God. I need Otis as Trisha Paytas. I need this in my life. And Tucky Shane Dawson.
I need Mandy as Trisha Paytas. She's perfect.
Or Mandy is Shane Dawson and Otis is Trisha Paytas.
Oh my gosh. If you don't know what about YouTube, you have
no idea. Mandy could be Jason Nash.
Oh God.
I'm having too much fun.
Gross.
That is nasty. But you know what, though? I watched Mr. Kate did a makeover of, like, Jason Nash's kids' rooms, and he's a lot more likable when he's not with Trisha. Like, the poor guy, he's just seemed like she ramrodded that whole relationship.
I mean, well, she gets ramrodded easily.
Literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, like, when this last time we were filming this other episode that's not going to make the cut, she posted a picture of her vagina online. So I mean,
yeah. And then today she was, I'm believing she's methed out in the bathtub.
I know, right?
She's like,
and do you see where she posted that apology to the mukbanger? And she was like, I was just really on a drug binge at the end of last year when I made all those videos about you. She's crazy as hell.
Wasn't it Nikocado Avocado, or was it the other one?
No, it was the Sue, Stephanie Sue girl.
Oh.
Because remember, she made those videos kind of defending Nikocado.
Yeah, and then Nikocado was on her OnlyFans.
Yeah, that was disgusting. And he's got his own OnlyFans where he jacks off all the time. Ugh. I saw a video. I didn't watch it. I didn't even know who it was that did it. That was like, I bought Nikocado's OnlyFans so you don't have to. And they were like reviewing what they saw.
Oh my God. Guys.
The world YouTubers. Of YouTube. You have nothing else to do, guys.
Yeah. If you have nothing else to do, I can give you a list of YouTube channels that are schmick. They're schmick.
My goodness.
They are. Oh, God. Fucking YouTubers, man. I've been on a true crime binge. I found this true crime channel. Mm-hmm. And it's like an older, I mean, she's not old, but she's probably like 40-something. She's like in her 40s. And she talks about true crime.
Huh.
And I'm like, her voice is very soothing. I think that's why I watch it, but her voice is just very soothing. Like, she's talking about the Manson murders, and I'm like, your voice is just so soothing. Like, it's kind of like ASMR.
Hmm.
Yeah. Also, if you really are bored during these trying times, you could always just go talk shit about the Duggars, because that's always fun.
Are they still around?
Oh, they are, and they're popping kids out left and right. There was like 5 of them born last November.
Oh my God.
I know. But yeah, it's pretty gross.
Guys, chill.
That's her dogs, guys.
Chill.
I sent mine in the other room. So.
Here, take that.
Anyway, so here's my thought process on everything, guys. These empty arena shows, they aren't doing well.
Nope.
No. The ratings for Raw have been the lowest they've been in modern history.
Interesting.
Yes. And Vince,
I honestly have not watched very much at all.
Yeah. I've watched SmackDown, and I've watched just old stuff on the network. I'm catching up on NXT. I'm to last, the week before last.
NXT's not too bad.
Yeah, NXT's actually really good. But I always seem to find myself, like, this is the first Wednesday in, like, 2 weeks. Probably 2 weeks. 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks. Where I've had time to, like, be home. And, mm-hmm. you know. Actually watch stuff. So for one, yeah, I mean, I haven't had time, but yeah,
what was the point of
I don't know
going with that.
I was going somewhere with that.
You're home to watch NXT, but you're not watching it.
Well, I there's just a lot of shit going on. Guys, there's a lot of shit happening, let's be real. Plus, you know, you're depressed and tired and moody, and you just want, like, your old life back.
Yep.
And by old life, I mean when I could go to wrestling shows and, you know.
Do anything, really.
Do whatever. Yeah.
Go to a bar.
Like, the crazy thing for me is, like, I got to thinking that the other day. It was, like, I was at SmackDown 2 months ago. It feels like 17 years ago.
It's been 84 like, years.
It's been 84. It feels like it's been 84 years. Like, I went to SmackDown. It was one of the last SmackDowns before. I think there was only, like, the SmackDown I went to and then two others, and then they were done. So, I went to one of the last SmackDowns, and it's like, it feels like since then, it's just been forever. Like, literally forever. And normally, like, I wouldn't think that, though. Normally, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I went to SmackDown 2 months ago. No big deal. Now I'm like, I went to SmackDown 2 months ago. I need to go again.
Well, I think that's because you got gypped out of a whole week.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, that's... I missed that whole week. Mm. I need my week back. But, like, since then, it's... You're just... I mean, maybe it's just you and I who are doing this, but it's just you're sitting there like, can we just go back in time?
And everybody's doing that.
Yeah. And just go to a wrestling show or a bar or a drag show or whatever.
Something.
Something. Anything. Go to movies alone.
Go on vacation somewhere.
Yeah. Anything. Go to Disneyland or Disney World. Yeah. Which now they're saying that won't be open until next year.
Which you want to bet we have to wear a mask at Disney World.
I'm getting a cute one if that's the case.
Well, me too. I'm getting a Disney one.
But... I'm getting a Haunted Mansion one. Like, that's what I'm... This is what I'm kind of, like... I'm trying not to get my hopes up about it. But, like, I had my hopes up about it. But now I'm like, okay, calm down. WrestleMania next year.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up about that at all.
No.
Nope.
Like, that's the thing that really is starting to, like, make me wonder. It's like, will I be able to go to WrestleMania next year?
No. You just need to put in your head, no. And then if you can, great.
I'm just...
And if not...
So just have the mourning process now instead of later.
Yes, absolutely. What else you got to do? Nothing.
Watch YouTube videos about true crime. Oh my god. Yeah, that's the shitty thing. Like, I'm just sick of all of this bullshit, guys. I just want wrestling to be back to where it was. Mm-hmm. Before all this bullshit happened. Which Jen and I were talking and we're like, not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, even though I do like some conspiracy theories. What if we all have the virus? What if we've all gotten it and we all have it and like really a lot, like most of us, majority, like 98% of us aren't showing symptoms of it. And we're all just walking around with this fucking virus getting each other sick constantly. Mm-hmm.
What if we were born with it? What if it was dormant within all of us and then all of a sudden, like, activated it?
It's like a KGB, like, sleeper cell where, like, somebody said a magic word, like, spaghetti tacos, and then all of a sudden, like, fucking, we all got a virus now.
Probably something about bats.
Oh, don't blame the bats. They're babies. Dang. Something about, like, Chinese wet market animals. And then, like, boom, abuse. Virus. Huh?
Something about animal abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, guys. The truth is out what there. If? I mean, they just admitted there's UFOs.
I saw that.
Which didn't even make the news. Like, and it was funny. Everybody's like, oh, my God, they admitted there's UFOs. I'm like, yeah, you know why? Because this is the perfect time to admit there is UFOs.
But they did not admit that there were aliens.
Well, no. But it's a UFO. Mm-hmm. Which they would have never admitted before. But now it's the perfect time to. You know why? Because the news cycles are too busy to cover the information. So then people are going to forget about it.
Right.
Yes. They're not dumb, guys. And neither am I. Yes. The truth is... And not to be on the X-Files, but the truth is out there. The truth is out there. And it's stranger than fiction. Believe it or not.
This dog All right. is testing my patience.
So, Money in the Bank. Who do you want to have the briefcases?
I don't even know who all's going to be in it.
Sure, we have one more qualifier, but
someone's got to take Apollo's spot now.
Yeah, and they're having, I guess, a gauntlet match on Raw for that.
So I will say Apollo did good when in that segment where he slapped Andrade.
Yeah, that was good. He slapped the shit out of him.
He sure did.
Good job, buddy. Good job. It's like he's getting a push and then all of a sudden nothing.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It is. It is. But maybe his shoot hurt. I don't know. But the men's one so far is Daniel Bryan, Aleister Black, Rey Mysterio, Baron Corbin. I'm not calling him King Corbin. He's Baron Corbin. And whoever wins the gauntlet match and then the winner of Otis versus Dolph Ziggler.
Well, I want Otis, but if not Otis, Aleister. I think Aleister's more likely.
I think so, too. But it depends. If the gauntlet winner's like, I don't know.
Morrison or.
Yeah. Well, no, the gauntlet's on Raw.
Oh.
No. Somebody good.
Who could it be? Who could it be? Who's even on Raw anymore?
It's on what? Could it be Andrade?
Oh, maybe. If he, well, no, he's got that title. I kind of doubt it. Maybe it's like Austin Theory or something.
I was going to say Austin Theory. Murphy's on Raw still, right?
Oh, yeah. Murphy got kicked by Drew to save.
Could be Murphy. I wouldn't mind that.
I'm still going to go Aleister.
Yeah, I'm going to go Aleister. But I want Otis. In my heart, it's Otis.
Just talk about how Austin Theory just got put on Raw.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at him.
How did that happen?
Look at him.
Vince just liked his look, and Vince was like, yeah, I'll take him.
Vince is like, sure, why not? We're just like, look at him. Just look at him, Vince. Look at him.
I mean, people are already calling him the next John Cena.
No. I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know if I would either, but I've been reading that.
But he's very good and very attractive.
He is.
He is.
And I like that stable they made. Can you talk about Zelina's outfit on Monday?
Girl. How did she walk in those shoes?
I don't know.
How?
Like, you can tell this by the second time that she came out, she was in pain, though.
Oh, yeah. She's like,
not walking nearly as fast, and she was, like, kind of holding on to Andrade's arm.
She's like, why did I do this?
I mean, damn.
You know, it's like that first time she's like, bitch, I'm savage. And then, like, the second time she's like, okay, this was a bad idea.
It was a hot outfit, but I'm telling you, those shoes, that was dumb.
Can I just say I loved her and Drew's back and forth, like, 2 weeks ago? She's like, Drew, and he's like, oh, Zelina, the biggest pain in my ass. I'm like, oh. I love it. Women's Money in the Bank, Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, God forbid she doesn't hurt anybody, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and the winner of Carmella versus Mandy Rose.
Am I doing who I think it'll be or who I want it to be?
We'll do one of each.
I want it to, believe it or not, be Shayna.
Really?
Yeah. I think it'll be Mandy. Vince likes those blondes.
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite. I kind of want it to be Otis and Mandy.
Well, yeah, in a perfect world, but.
I think it's going to be Asuka.
That'd be great. I wouldn't be mad.
I think it's going to be Asuka.
I wouldn't be mad if it was Asuka.
And I don't think Asuka will cash in until Survivor Series or WrestleMania. I think she might hold on to it for a while. Because holding it over Becky's head would be
true.
Just to hold it over her head the whole time. That would be.
Oh my God, that means Becky's going to be champion for another year.
Oh, she will. Who else are they going to give it to?
I don't know. They keep teasing Lacey and then they don't give it to her. So
she's on SmackDown.
Well, I can't keep up.
Lacey and Bayley, yeah, I could see, but.
Well, they're supposedly are setting the beginnings of a year-long thing for Bayley and Sasha. know how Sasha ended up helping Bailey win, even though Bailey fucked her over and all that crap.
Can we just talk about how Bailey and Tamina is a match?
Why is Tamina getting pushed all of a sudden?
Literally, she gets pushed, and then like 2 or 3 weeks into the push, there's a fucking documentary about her dad fucking murdering somebody.
But and, like, it's not like they don't have any other women there. All the women are pretty much there.
Yeah.
Like, why her?
No idea. Give it to fucking Mella. Or Mandy. Or Dana. Sonya. Or like...
Yeah, Sonya's not even in the Money in the Bank match.
No.
You know what if Mandy wins the briefcase and then she puts it on the line against Sonya and then Sonya gets it?
I don't know about that one. Because Vince is very much like, unlike New Japan, Vince is very much like not one to put the briefcase on the line hardly ever.
I still think he'll give it to Mandy.
Possible. I just want to see Otis's celebration win.
That would be cute. If she won, he would give her a party.
He'd throw her the biggest party with so much food and
flowers.
And flowers and chocolate and ham.
Cake.
Cake. And a whole other ham. His so and hers. Hmm?
His and hers ham.
Yes. One for each.
That's my kind of man.
It is. He's like, baby, I bought a ham. Oh, that's great. And I got one too.
I love you.
I love you. You know I'm a fat bitch on the inside. Another kind of I don't want to say concerning, but somewhat strange thing is it did not say that Braun was going against the Fiend.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean everybody did agree that the Fiend doesn't need to be used too much.
No. But I feel like this is like, besides Cena, this is like his secondary blood feud. Right?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like...
I feel like it's kind of a scapegoat. It's like, oh, we can't... Oh, well, the Fiend can't have the belt. We'll just have Bray lose.
I could see that.
Yeah. Which I'm like... So basically you're doing what you used to do. But then he's got a secondary character who wins.
Huh. I mean, I would rather that than him beat the Fiend.
I would rather not this match not happen.
Well, that too.
But if it's going to happen, I feel like not right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
build the feud and then have it be against the Fiend.
Yeah.
Not for the belt.
Piss Bray off so bad that it ends up being the Fiend.
And not for the belt. Hmm. Like, have Braun lose the belt to someone. Hmm. Don't know who, but somebody. Which then that kind of makes me wonder, is the person going to be from SmackDown?
I don't even know who's on what show, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, that could lead to Otis.
Oh.
Because Otis is on SmackDown. Otis so versus Corbin, Bryan, and Otis are on SmackDown, who are in the Money in the Bank. I guess it could be Dolph Ziggler, but we're going to go Otis.
Hmm.
I mean, this, thinking out loud here, could it be Baron Corbin?
Oh, God, I hope not. Oh, to beat him?
To get the briefcase
I don't think
second
so.
Time
I don't think so
and beat Braun Strowman.
I mean, he's already had this crown, which was a total waste.
I like the crown, but okay.
I know, but I just mean, like, what did he get out of it?
Go back to being Baron.
Right,
he's just Baron again. He's Baron Corbin. And like, even when Bad News Barrett was King Barrett, it eventually stopped.
Yeah. Well, when was King of the Ring? I don't even remember.
Last while. June.
Okay, so it's almost time to do another one or drop the crown. Yeah. One.
It's almost time for the crown to be handed to somebody else.
Let it curse someone else's house.
You know what I think would be funny? I could see him being like one of those beauty queens who like they're trying to take the crown off his head and he's like, no, my crown. I
can see that.
Like they're like, Baron, give us the crown. He's like, no, it's mine. They like take it off his head. He's like, then he attacks the other queen
with his scepter.
He's like, they're like, where did he get a scepter? We didn't even give him that. I'm the king. They're like, not anymore.
I could see that actually.
You're just plain old Baron now. I mean, here's another one, and this is way out of left field. What if it's Daniel Bryan?
It might be, but I highly doubt it.
I mean, what if they're like, let's just give him one last run? I don't know.
I don't see that happening.
I'm going to go, if it's Otis, Otis will cash in that night.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you know what I think would happen? I think Bray would help him. Like, Bray, the lights turn off, like, the Fiend's going to come out, and it's just Otis, and he's attacking Braun and wins. And then, you know, Bray comes up on the screen. He's like, good job, buddy. Or he'll come out after, and he just pins Braun right after. Braun gets beat twice in 5 minutes.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'd go with that one.
That would be kind of hilarious. I would, no offense to Braun, but I'd lift my ass off.
I sent you Candace's new entrance.
Oh. Wow. I like it.
I like it too.
I think it's good. I enjoy that very much.
Ooh, and she's got a spotlight. Look at her.
I don't know. There's this freaking video of Jimmy Havoc throwing a chair right in Orange Cassidy's face, and I feel like it's a mood. Just like, yeah, no. Oh, my gosh. Did you see the render for Killer Cross and Scarlet?
I did.
I'm calling him Killer Cross, people.
Hey, that name he has is pretty cool, though.
He's Killer Cross.
Yeah, but the meaning behind it is pretty cool.
But he's Killer Cross. Like, we don't call him anything else.
I like it myself.
I don't. He's Killer Cross.
Carrion is a cool name. And what it means is pretty cool. He hasn't changed his name on his Twitter, though.
Because he's Killer Cross. Let's just, like, he's Killer Cross.
He should change it, at least the name.
He is because he's Killer Cross.
I don't know.
Everybody knows that.
I don't mind it, though. I've seen much worse.
Literally everybody knows that.
I've seen much worse, though.
Shorty G.
Yes, much worse.
Shorty G. Shorty G.
Need we say more?
Yeah, Shorty G.
Oh, Lord. Like, Shorty G still have a job?
Yeah.
Time to get out, man.
Well, what, you know... We were talking about this before we started recording. The hacker storyline on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. We thought we figured it out by saying it was Ali.
Well, everybody thought they figured it out.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know what? Before that, I was like, you know, maybe that's too obvious. Right? I mean, it could be too obvious. So, on Twitter... There was somebody who slowed down all the videos. And there's three different voices, guys. There's three. And one of them is Ollie. But the second one was the man who we literally just asked if he still has a job, Chad Gable. Hmm. And the third sounded a lot like Xavier Woods.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. And so now people are wondering, is it none of them? And the like, these voices are just meant to like throw us off who the real person is? Or is it a like a faction of truth tellers? And also, if Xavier Woods is involved, what does this mean for the New Day? Are they involved as well?
Or are they being bamboozled like everybody else?
Or are we being bamboozled?
Who knows?
Who knows? Now, Mark Henry on Busted Open said, what if it's CM Punk? Which, that is a lofty guess. But I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just goes around talking shit on people, spreading the truth. He spills the tea on everybody, you know?
It's kind of his thing.
Kind of his thing. I like it. Who else do you think it could be, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's why it was so easy for everybody to say Ali, because the imagery and everything was there.
So obvious. But then it's like, is it obvious because they don't want us to know who the real person is? What if it's Shane McMahon?
I'd love it.
That would be crazy. He's a hacker now.
You know, just because I love Shane McMahon.
She does, guys. Shane McMahon is, you know.
Perfect.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
Beautiful.
Okay. I can see.
Silver Fox.
He is a silver fox. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him that. And he just sits there with all his money and, you know, at the business meetings.
Mm-hmm. With Cesaro.
What's Cesaro? Because, you know, they're both billionaires.
Maybe him and Cesaro do run it. Like, they're, like, so secretive anyways.
They're the truth seekers.
Yeah.
It's Cesaro. What if could be Sami Zayn.
Could be.
Because people said Sami Zayn's an asshole backstage, and I don't believe that.
I could kind of see him thinking he's better than everybody else because he's so morally right. I feel like I could see him being like that.
But, like, I go back to thinking, like, there was an interview with Kevin Owens, and he said that Sami's just Sami, and he's got, like, a very weird personality, and it just kind of rubs people the wrong way. Like, if they don't know him, they're just like, oh my god, he's, what the fuck? Like, he just, like, he'll say shit. Like, not, like, inappropriate, but he just says this, like, shit that doesn't make sense to anybody else. But to him, he's like, that was funny. So, like, I think Kevin might be right, is, like, people kind of don't understand his personality. So then they think, oh god, he's an asshole. But really, it's just Sami being Sami.
I could see that.
Yeah. Also, I think maybe he speaks his mind more than everybody else has the balls to do.
Oh, yeah. He's very, in his causes and things, he's very outspoken.
Yeah. Well, somebody actually mentioned, what if the reason they're putting out these reports that he's an asshole and all this is because he's trying to start a union?
Could be.
Yeah. And really, he's not being a dick, but Vince just wants it put out that, oh, he's a dick because, you know, he's out here trying to start a union.
Could be.
In a pandemic. Which, hey, they should start a union. They're treated like crap. I mean, yeah, they get paid, but I mean, Vince seems like a psychopath.
He seems like something else now.
Well, yeah, he's
a shell of his former psychopathic self.
Like, it's weird to watch. Like, I watched the whole segment again from Friday, and it was just like, what happened to you?
He's old.
He's very old. But, like, it seems like he aged like 15 years in the past 6 months.
I mean, we're all probably going to look like we've aged a lot by the time this is over.
True. Now I'm wondering, I'm like, wait, do I look like I've aged 15 years in the past 6 months? But Vincent's very dramatic. He just looks frail. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. His timing was off.
His timing was off. He rambled. And then I was like, okay, what's the point here? Like, come on. Get to the point. And then he's like, you know, like Katie Vick. And I'm like, that was the point?
That was the punchline? Okay.
That's the punchline. And even, I think Hunter and Sean were both like, okay. Come on. And then he's like, stupid ideas like Katie Vick. He's like, it took you 12 minutes to just get to the punchline.
Gosh.
That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe that's why he's selling. He saw himself on TV and was like, Jesus Christ.
Drake Maverick has another match tonight.
Hmm.
Bless his little heart.
Still going. There's like a conspiracy theory going out that like Drake Maverick really wasn't released. And this is all work.
You know, they're really pushing him for it. It's just very odd.
I will say that.
It's very odd.
It's very odd. Like, the only thing I can think of is like he's just trying to impress everybody and everybody's behind him. So WWE's like, oh, we'll give him one more. He'll just be the guy who gets, we'll give him one more match. We'll give him one. He'll just keep going. We'll give him another. But really, like, yeah. I don't know what to think. Like, if it's a work, he worked all of us. Mm-hmm. Like, all of us were buying in. Nobody was like, oh, no, that. I mean, and then part of me wonders, are they just going to make him furloughed instead? Like, how are, but I don't know. Like, that's not fair if they make him furloughed. Hmm. Like Gallows and Anderson, which I think they're happier now.
I think so.
Yeah. I think they're happier now. They seem happier. Now that Gallows can call himself Sex Ferguson again, I think he's happier. I believe so. But you know what this means? Southpaw Regional Wrestling is no more.
I know, right?
Yeah. No Jericho. No Gallows and Anderson. No Heath Slater. It's horrible. No Rusev. Rusev can't be the farmer anymore.
Aw.
Now all we got is Christian Joy, a.k.a. Lana. Which then part of me wonders, you know how her name's CJ? Is that her real name? Christian Joy?
I don't know.
I know. I'm like, wait, is her real name Christian Joy? Which if that's the case, your parents named you Christian Joy? Okay.
Maybe they're just very Christian.
They are. Her dad's a pastor.
Oh, there you go.
But still, Christian Joy. Wow. Like, that's taken it to a whole new level.
Yes.
Oh, it's Catherine Joy!
Ah.
She should have been Christian Joy. That would have been good. She's Catherine Joy, but I'm going to just keep calling her Christian Joy because I really like that. And she's 35? What? Lana's 35?
She doesn't look that young in the face.
I just thought she was old looking, but 35? I thought she was like 30. Shows what I know. How old's Rusev then? Did she rob the cradle? No, he's 35 as well.
Huh.
Rusev doesn't even look 25. He's a handsome man. Bisexual icon. Oh, my God.
Dog, calm down.
Yeah, your dogs are like,
wow. Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why I kicked mine out of here. I don't know where they're at. Probably peeing all over everything, but hey.
No, that's what these two would be doing if I kicked them out of here. So
just peeing everywhere. Here.
It's incoming a thunderstorm here. They panicked about that. It's been quite the debacle.
It has, guys. It's quite the debacle.
Do you guys have to pee?
Oh, okay. Well, guess that means we're ending the show right now.
jumped like right when I said it. He's like, oh.
He's like, oh, right now? Okay. Anyway, we're going to end the show then, since her dogs are ready to tinkle. And I'm hungry again.
Oh, no.
And I'm hungry.
I think I'm going to get an Olive Garden breadstick. Like,
I had a sandwich. So, I'm going to go eat something else. But anyway, guys, this week, we are kind of all business this week.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
It's been a tough week, I'm telling you.
It has. That's, I think, maybe why we've kept it to business. But, maybe next week, in a few days, whenever we record again, we will be back to our hot mess selves again.
Yeah, I'm getting over this hump of whatever this is.
Especially now that Talk and Shop is back. We have to compete with them.
That's true.
We do. And I feel like this episode did us no favors.
I mean, it was we talked about wrestling, so that's good.
We did. We went back to the bread and butter of this show. But otherwise, yeah. Next week, maybe we'll be hot messes. But all I know is we're not going to get plastered and do this.
No.
But maybe one day I will do snippets of the outtakes. And you will all hear my 7-minute slurring diatribe about the history of Bray and Braun and why I thought it was missing items.
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember that.
That happened.
Oh, I don't even remember it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, and they just don't know. They just don't get it. They're missing just so much.
Meanwhile, I'm over here, like, crying internally. Yeah,
Jen's crying on the inside. And I'm just over here like, they just missed everything. Yeah. It was bad. Dude, the slurring episode probably will never see the light of day. But maybe next week we'll have one drink.
Yeah, maybe
just one. And
do our predictions for Money in the Bank.
We'll do our Money in the Bank predictions. We'll talk about Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about all the moms out there. And
we should have your mom on.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No.
Why?
Never.
I want to hear about her quarantine.
She's still working.
I still want to hear what she thinks about all of it.
Oh. You don't want to know what she thinks about all of this. She told me the other day that Bray's scary.
Well, see, we need this. We need that content. Scary. Your mom hasn't been on here in a very long time.
He hasn't. But she said he's scary.
We need to put her on now. I want to talk to her.
You want to talk to her about,
all kinds of things.
There's details you need.
There's all kinds of things I want to know.
Like what?
I don't know. I just want to know what all she's been up to.
Working.
I want to know what she thinks about Drew. I have questions.
She does like John Morrison.
Oh, okay.
She does like him. I told her he was on Survivor, and she said she doesn't remember that, but he was on Survivor. Anyway, I'll try to work my magic to get that done, but, yeah.
Tell her Jen wants it.
Oh, God. Yeah, because you know what, guys? She actually will do it if Jen wants it. If I wanted it, she'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't have time. Go away. But if I said, oh, hey, Mom, Jen wants you on the podcast, she'd be like, I love her so much. How is she? I miss her.
Well, come do you on the podcast.
Yeah, and then if I did it, you know what she'd say? Fuck you. I'm busy. And then she'd call me and be like, can you come color my hair?
Oh, yeah. I colored my hair.
You did?
I did.
It looks good. Do you like it?
No, great. Yes, I do.
It wasn't as hard as you thought, huh?
It was not, no.
No, not hard. Mm-mm. That's why I
haven't washed it. I haven't washed it yet, though.
I don't spend the money to go get it done, because I'm like, I ain't doing anything fancy.
Yeah, it wasn't hard.
No.
And I mean, I missed some spots, but I think next time, like, I think I'll do a lot better. But overall, it wasn't
bad. Well, for your first time, not bad.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So Jen's going to take her dogs out. I'm going to go get food, and we'll be back in a few days. Yep. A couple days. Whenever. We'll talk about SmackDown and NXT, because I actually have NXT recording right now. So.
Me too.
So we can talk about those, and then we'll talk about Mother's Day and Money in the Bank, because we'll know who's in Money in the Bank, hopefully, by then. We won't know who's in the Gauntlet spot, but we'll know for the most part who's in Money in the Bank. Yeah. Anyway, guys, until next time, we must bid you adieu.
Bye.